This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London's live feed.
Shakira has revealed to Vogue Mexico that she's got a brand new single out coming in July. Not only that, new album next year. I love me some Shakira. Small fact you might not know about her, Shaga. Guess what me and Shakira have in common? It's something to do with our blood.
You're saying blood type?
No, oh, sorry, I mean like figurative. We're both Lebanese. Oh. She's half Lebanese,
what's
half Colombian.
Blood?
Like, you've got Lebanese blood in you.
Oh, okay, fair
you know,
enough.
But you're right.
All right.
If she is AB positive,
she's AB
then
positive.
We would. How cute that.
Are you AB positive and with AB?
My husband's name is AB and I'm AB positive. That's even good. My blood type is
in
love
with him.
Years and Years have dropped a cover of one of Lady Gaga's greatest hits, Edge of Glory. Now, often when an artist covers a big song, it doesn't even come close. However, Years and Years is a pretty talented dude, and this is one hell of a cover. It is for the upcoming Born This Way 10th anniversary album. Who's going to be covering Born This Way, Shy Guy? Who could cover the greatest song of all time? Beyonce, maybe? Imagine. Oh, I'm going to have an orgasm thinking about it. Oh, gosh. We're going to play this song in full later on the show, so keep listening. Okay, next up, actor and rapper Will Smith has announced that he's going to be dropping his autobiography on November 9 this year. The book will be titled Simply Will. It's been co-written with Mark Manson, who's the guy that wrote The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Beep, and also his other book, which I also wrote, called Hope, something about hope. Stacey Trin, do you know what? She's my book buddy. Hope. Do you know what the Mark Manson book about hope's called?
Ash's Book Club.
I'll give you some thinking music.
She's Googling it. I could Google it, my phone's right here, but you know.
It's okay, I've got
it's
four computers in front of me.
Is beep. A book about hope.
There you go.
Also, you just said that you also wrote this book instead of you've read this book.
I definitely didn't write it. I read both of them and I think they're fantabulous manifestos and the reality of living in life. This is Will describing the book. The autobiography, I mean.
Is my book. It's been a labor of love. I've been working on it for the past 2 years and it is finally ready.
I don't know what that
was about. That's with the Incredibles music behind
it. I'm here for it. Good on you, Will Smith. Metallica are celebrating the 30th anniversary, this is insane, of the Black Album by releasing 53 tracks in an album filled with covers. Most artists these days have not even got 53 tracks. Oh. Phoebe Bridgers and Vincent J Balvin, Elton John all on there. But how's this? Bit of Miley Cyrus doing Nothing Else Matters. So good. She's so underrated.
She can do anything.
She can do anything. Her voice is ridiculous. And finally, the Project New Zealand interviewed Lorde last night and quizzed her on how she feels about the comparisons between her music and the likes of Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, I personally hear zero comparison, especially not to Olivia Rodrigo, who's put out, like, what? She was no one until a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Lorde is responsible for some of the greatest singers of all. Like, get off it. This is ridiculous how the world feels compelled to compare women. It drives me mental. Anyway, hopefully Lorde wasn't as angry as I am about the whole thing.
I can, like, never hear it. I feel like people tell me that the stuff sounds like me. I can't really hear it. I think both those artists are really doing their own thing, but I haven't put an album out since 2017. So for that to be, like, any source of inspiration to people now, especially with how fast music moves, you know, I'm super into it.
She's a lot more diplomatic than I was.
That was the word I was thinking of, yeah.
Good on you, Lorde. That has been tonight's music news.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.